The Biden administration will open U.S. land borders with Canada and Mexico to fully vaccinated travelers next month. This news is a welcome relief to Point Roberts, Washington, a border town that struggled to keep its economy alive without Canadian tourists. Point Roberts is surrounded by water on three sides and is only accessible by land via Canada, which means residents have been almost completely isolated for 19 months. Brian Calder is president of Point Roberts Chamber of Commerce and joins us now. Brian, welcome.
Pleasure. Thank you for paying attention to Point Roberts, because the government isn't.
Well, I want to ask you about that. What have the last 18 months been like for you and the Point Roberts community?
You know, in a normal town, we're probably not even a subdivision. We've got about 1,000 people, give or take, from time to time. And 90% of our economy is driven by Canada. 75% of our real property, our homes here, is owned by Canadians. All of our water and power comes from Canada. 70% of our firefighters, 70% come from Canada. So we're a real anomaly in all of North America, totally unique.
We were actually reading about Ollie Hayton, the owner of the only grocery store in town. She's told other media outlets that she's losing close to $30,000 each month keeping her store open. Those are very stark numbers. How have members of your community been able to survive this economic devastation?
Well, God bless her. I mean, she's been losing, as you say, $30,000 a month for 18 months of her own money going back in. And then the Canadian government allowed Point Roberts people to go into the municipality of Delta, which adjoins us. And so when they allowed them out, which was a great relief for people who've been locked up for 18 months, that was a blessing. But what it did was it took another 30% of her remaining 10% out of here, because they also went shopping. And even she said, I don't blame them. I'd do the same thing. But what we needed was the American government to reciprocate and allow Canadians that own 75% of our properties here to come back in here. And that would offset her further losses.
Well, some of the details about the new requirements to cross the border are still unclear, including testing requirements and types of vaccines that will be accepted. Are you concerned about that?
It's bedlam now. So, yeah, I'm totally concerned how they're going to implement it. I mean, we get here in 2018 and 2019, Point Roberts crossings, according to the American Transportation Group, we had 1.5 million crossings, 1.5 million to little old Point Roberts, but 50% of them are an hour or less. So if those people have to, on return back to Canada, have the COVID test, that ain't going to happen, because it costs $150. We only do it 2 days a week here, and it takes a day and a half to get the results. And if you're coming down for an hour, you obviously aren't going to do that.
Well, before we let you go, what aid does Point Roberts need right now to make it through the next month before these restrictions lift?
Well, I hate to be a doom and gloomer, but I'm practical, and I've looked for 18 months for the light at the end of the tunnel, and it seems to be that it's a freight train coming to ruin our economy, which is already ruined. And we've got all our parcel posts and gas stations down to one person when they'd normally employ six or seven people. And you times that by 30 businesses, you know, you got an economic, serious economic problem. And so with opening the border, we also need special attention to get the Canadians back, because they lost confidence, or lots of them have lost confidence. And, you know, people break their bond of trust, and they're going to steer clear of you. And that's my fear.
That's your fear. Well, restrictions are expected to lift in November, and we wish you and the people of Point Roberts the best. Thank you so much Brian Calder, for talking with us.
Thank you very much for paying attention to us, and we hope that the politicians are watching your show and will take action. Thank you very much.
That was Brian Calder, who's president of the Chamber of Commerce in Point Roberts, Washington.